What was the inspiration for this production? How did it all come about?
Basically how sort of Those Who Can't Do came to me kind of as an idea. I was actually part of a writing group the year I graduated from university that was run by a friend of mine, and it was a group of women, and we had just kind of were getting together, I think, every couple of weeks, just to sort of write and kind of support each other as, like, playwrights and various, like, different types of writing. And we had sat down and were just talking about, like, different experiences that we had had, you know, in high school growing up. And we just got into a discussion about something that had happened that we had heard sort of on the I don't think it actually had gotten onto the news, but we just heard a story about a high school that had kind of a sort of a minor, like, sex scandal, which I think sometimes happens. It sort of happened everywhere, I think. I feel like you know, everyone has a story of hearing about something happening at their school or at a school near them. But basically what it was it was a sort of a situation where, you know, a group of girls got caught being part of a blowjob club. Where it was sort of a group of younger girls who were going to parties and sort of getting sort of cred for performing blowjobs on, you know, groups of guys that were at the party. And what sort of triggered the idea of wanting to write the show was that, you know, when you talk about that sort of situation with people, a lot of the reactions that I was hearing was, you know, why would, you know, teenage girls do that? Like, that would have never been something that I would have chosen to do when I was 14, 15, and I just don't understand how it happens. And a lot of the discussion sort of focused on, like, why would girls make this choice, as opposed to, like, why would girls and, you know, young guys engage in this? And for me, it was just sort of a really interesting idea of why we do focus so much on sort of female sexual development in high school and protecting, you know, young women and being very, very scared about choices women make. And that was sort of the beginning of wanting to write the show, because it did kind of remind me a lot of when I was growing up in high school in a pretty small town and how nobody really talked about, you know, the positive aspects of, like, sex to me at all. And it was more that you learned about the basics and you learned, you know, if you start having sex, it's dangerous, you could get pregnant, you could get the disease, and so you need to be careful, you need to protect yourself. And there wasn't much positive dialogue going on about, you know, what relationships mean, or even what sexual relationships mean, and how they can be good. And so that was kind of the very beginning of wanting to write the show.
How difficult is it to perform this production? I mean, one person, minimal set, and it's just it's this huge overarching idea. How did you, you know, kind of plan this?
Well, basically, I mean, for me, the trigger for it was I was probably about 20, I think I was probably about 24, 25 when I sort of first started thinking about the play. And so for me, I think I was relating to it as kind of a 25-year-old woman, so someone who was, you know, done university, was a little bit older, a little bit more experienced, and so I was sort of thinking back to my high school experience. And so I think for me, I kind of related to it a bit as being an outsider, within a situation, like having to deal with a situation like that happening in a high school. So sort of the in for me was thinking about having to be, you know, an adult dealing with that situation, you know, being a young teacher dealing with that situation, and sort of dealing with my, you know, what our own hang-ups are, our own experiences that we've had in high school, because I think those things can stay with you for a really long time. And then you're now a teacher who is trying to, you know, teach and, you know, protect and help other young people, and you may not necessarily know what you're talking about, but you have to deal with it because, you know, these students' like lives kind of depend on it, or their well-being depend on it. And so that was sort of where the character of Lillian came from, who's really the main character in the story. And so she's, you know, a mid to late 20-something teacher who's come to a small town. She's actually the history in ancient civilization, the ancient civilization's teacher. And she gets thrown into teaching grade 9 girls health, which is sort of the last thing that she wants to do. And very soon after she starts doing that and is actually, you know, quite successful at it, this controversy hits of the Fellatio Club, which is this club that gets discovered at the school. And then basically through that with Lillian, what started coming out of that world and the world of the school and sort of exploring her role was voices of girls that are involved in the club, other students at the school, parents and teachers in the community that are also trying to deal with it. And so they sort of emerged out of the situation and out of the controversy that I sort of created with Lillian.
What do you want people to take away from this production? Like, when they leave the theater, how do you want them to feel?
For me, the biggest thing about writing the show was that I really wanted to just get people talking, because the most interesting thing for me about while I was writing it is every time I talked to people about the show and was saying that I was really trying to explore the issues surrounding how we talk to sort of young girls about sex, like, everyone kind of related to it. They, you know, would have a story about what it was like for them taking health class in school, or what it was like dealing with trying to talk to their parents or not talking to their parents, or feeling like you actually couldn't really talk to anybody. Because that was the big experience that I had kind of growing up, even though I didn't particularly grow up in a really repressive environment. I didn't grow up in an environment where, you know, I didn't feel, you know, really, really controlled or anything like that. But I definitely felt a discomfort or not really an ability to talk to anybody, because there seemed to be such a fear around the idea of young people having sex. And so it was sort of like, if you were doing it, it was a secret. And especially in a small town, because it's very hard. Like, everybody knows everybody's business in a small town. And so when you start talking about that, I found that even, you know, people who grew up in cities or people who had grown up in very different, like, family environments, like, everyone had a story about sort of trying to navigate the politics of growing up in, you know, a school system or in a community that maybe didn't necessarily want to have to think about it. And so for me, because I think a lot of those sort of the issues that make us fearful of about young women and sort of their, like sexual habits sort of carries over as we get older and as we become adults, and I think those things stay with you. The idea is to leave the play continuing to talk about it and, like, trying to help make change, because as long as we're talking about it, I think that's when people really do start thinking about it and things start to change.
What do you think you've learned about yourself as a writer through this process?
I think for me, the biggest thing that I've really enjoyed, because, I mean, the show itself, the show's not, you know, an autobiography. It is sort of a fictionalized mm-hmm. account of not only my own experiences, but, you know, experiences of other people and sort of, you know, observation once you start looking into this kind of world and seeing sort of other stories about it. I think what I kind of learned as a writer and then being a performer of the show is how willing people are to relate to things, and how often a lot of our experiences, even though we come from different places, really do sort of have places that tag in that remind us of ourselves, which is actually really lovely. Like, when you've written the words and then you're performing it and you're watching an audience very, very invested in what you're saying, also because it relates to sort of similar experiences they've had, I think that's actually really lovely. Like, honesty on stage is, I think, one of the best things that you can do, because it just really tags the audience into the show with you. And so that, I think, has been kind of the biggest learning experience for me as a writer, also performing your work.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about the show?
Well, the thing that has been really, really interesting for me in doing the show is that when it first premiered in Toronto, you know, before it even gone up, like, a big goal for me is that I want to write for everyone, in the sense that, you know, I'm a woman writing a play that does primarily focus on, I think, the idea of being a young woman and growing up. But for me, what I consider success is when you can write a story that maybe focuses on a specific topic or a specific experience, but can be seen as a human experience. So for me, the typical audience, ideally, is anyone, you know, men, women, old, young, who can sort of tap in, and maybe they weren't necessarily the 14-year-old girl growing up in small-town Ontario, but that experience with that 14-year-old girl going through has points of connection for, you know, people in the audience who maybe are a little bit different. But what it's been kind of an interesting experience performing it, because I've done the show in Toronto and I did the show on the west coast of Canada, is that we've sort of had all age ranges coming to see the show. And the biggest thing for me was watching, you know, you have teenagers or people who are my age coming to see the show relating to very specifically maybe the time period, because it's sort of set in the mid-90s. And so there's sort of a tap-in for girls who are my age. But then at the same time, you know, you're talking about issues that affect, you know, 18-year-old, 17-year-old, 16-year-old girls who come to see the show. But then you're talking, you know, to women who are, you know, 40, 50, 60. And the biggest thing that I always found to talk back through discussions was that women who are older than me who would see the show would say, I relate exactly to what you're saying. And I find it frustrating that it seems to not have changed. I can still relate to the feelings that you're, you know, the feelings of oppression that you're going through, or the discomfort, or the sort of misunderstanding, not misunderstanding, not the right word, but the sort of inability to talk about sort of the freedom of women's sexuality. There's still a taboo around that, and it's, you know, I was a teenager in the, you know, the 60s or the 70s or the 80s, and you're still going through this, and it's, you know, the 90s, or you're running into controversy with your play, and it's the 2000s. So that, to me, has been a really interesting experience, because I love the fact that there's such a wide age range that thinks the show is important.